Oh no, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
whoa,
no. Changing it up whoa, a little bit. No.
Welcome to the show, motherfuckers.
That's
yeah, that's yeah, more like it. Yeah, yeah.
More gooder.
Guys, how you doing? This is the Oh No Radio Show.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Yeah, if you've never listened to us before, then we must warn you, we're not safe for all ears. We're not safe.
We are not safe for the little ears.
We're not safe for the little ears. We're not safe for the ears next to little minds. We're not safe for those.
No.
And sometimes we're not even safe for our own ears, I don't think.
That's actually very accurate.
Yeah.
We're usually not safe for our own ears.
Yeah. Anyway, I am your host, Owen, as always.
Indeed.
With me tonight are three of my favorite friends in this whole entire world. Ladies and gentlemen, my good buddy Ty is here.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
How's it going over there?
Yeah, he's tall.
I'm not tall.
And he's
tall and apparently doesn't have nuts anymore.
No, I guess he went through that castration
they've been talking about. They just sucked right up.
He poofed them completely up inside
of
him.
They were pretty hangy for a little while, but they just... And it was...
And it was done.
Now it's just like I used to be fat down
now
there.
Now it's just
got the extra skin a little bit.
You papoose over your...
It's a sweet little papoose.
Uh-huh. Is that what that's called?
A papoose.
Uh-huh. My good buddy Duncan is here. I almost forgot his name.
You did.
I did. Okay. Lord of the Scumbags.
I'm not sure why we talk about my genitalia so much. I just want to interject. That was before everybody got introduced, that my genitalia
was
already...
even on the table.
I mean, it's legendary a little bit, but...
Maybe not that legendary.
Legendary in a bad way.
I don't know.
And for the first time in a very long time, we are welcomed by our special friend, Kelsey. Hey, Kelsey.
Special lady friend.
Yeah, special lady friend. I didn't mean to make that sound like bit slow there. That was not at all my intention.
Yeah, she's not wearing a helmet.
Quiet,
she didn't come in. Yeah,
I don't know.
She didn't come in on a little bus.
No, definitely not.
Short buses,
no,
I promise.
A little car.
But no, it's lovely to have you back in studio. And we'll welcome you to the scumbaggery that I guess we do from week to week here on the Oh No Radio Show.
And you are special.
While we're getting started, we might as well just throw out the number because we already got a couple people in the chat room. We got people listening already.
Yeah, all right.
And if they do want to give us a call, they can do so at 3-2-1. 3-2-0-1-8-6.
But you kind of sounded slow there.
Yeah, I did. Let's get ready to podcast.
So you didn't sound like Michael Buffer.
No, if you do want to also Skype, you can do that by Skyping Oh No Radio Show. So it's been a good week for me. I don't know how about you guys have felt.
Yeah, it's all right.
I got a job coming up this week, or not this week, but in a couple weeks. Got booked for a gig. Got booked for a gig. Well, no, as everyone knows, I work at a place that we lovingly refer to as the factory.
Right,
and what's exciting for me is that, in 4 days, I can basically make what I make in a month working at the factory doing a little outside work. So, it's actually legal. Like, I'm not even doing anything illegal. Like,
just had to throw that in there.
Allowed? Comcast won't be pissed.
This is not technically double dipping.
You're double dipping, dude.
Oh, I wish I was double dipping.
Double dipping is the best.
Double dipping is best when you're getting paid by two people at once. Yeah. That is fucking tits. Never really had that opportunity.
No,
it's nice.
No.
Oh, man, it's great.
No.
I've gorged on that.
Yeah.
The best part is when you have the opportunity to, like, if you're working on a gig that has minimums. And you work one gig and then go to another gig and you're being paid from the first gig's minimum still while you're working this gig. I've had it where I've gone three. I've done three gigs in a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're still getting paid when you're on the next one.
Minimum to minimum. I was at the third gig still getting paid the minimum from the first.
That is rad as shit. The best I have in my situation most of the time, and it's sometimes they – let you, free from work a few hours or even, a few minutes early.
Yeah.
But my goal is to always, with pay still.
Yeah.
For the time that you're allotted or whatever scheduled. And my goal is to just always get home, have a drink in my hand while still technically being on the clock. And that is probably, you know, the best, the closest thing to victory that
success.
I get,
yeah.
that I get,
success.
You know,
oh, yeah.
on a daily
that's a,
or weekly
that's a,
basis.
That's a very, that's a loadout thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Anytime I'm like, guys, I want us to get out of here and I want you to be drinking beer.
I want you
on
to be at the bar.
Yeah,
yeah,
I want you to, be able to get wasted on my dime while I'm on the bus doing the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No, no, no. So,
I took part in that like last week, little rap beer action.
What's that? I didn't hear.
Rap beer.
Rap beer?
That's what we call it.
What? Oh, a little rap beer. I got you. I got you. Ending a stay on set type thing.
Yeah, I got to have some rap beer.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
have to, but it's no, a nice addition.
You do.
While I am on the conversation of work, I must say that there's been something that's happening to me lately, and it's only because my day-to-day schedule sort of changed, so I'm in a couple hours earlier than I was, and it's great, don't get me wrong. But about midday, I've been getting so retardedly tired that people are calling me. I'm literally, I go to sleep like in 10-minute segments. Like I go to sleep. I literally fall asleep in my chair. Eyes are completely closed.
You're just assed out.
I'm assed out with my hands crossed, my feet propped up on another chair. I got a hoodie on, just kind of like.
You are Homer Simpson.
I just sleeping, and then I turn up the radios and the phones really loud so that when
you
I need to
do them.
My job, basically they call me, and it startles the fucking shit out of me every time, but I'm able to just kind of snap back into it. I do my thing, and then I kind of know that it's going to be about another 10-15 minutes before I have to do another thing, and I just...
That's because you're stuck in a fucking small environment all day.
Yeah, I am. It's like being stuck in the corner office, if you will, of maybe a nice office, you know, building.
Yeah,
even smaller.
That would be great
but,
if you could fucking personalize it
exactly.
and make it your own at all, but you can't.
I can't.
You have to sit there and fucking just... You just have to sit there.
And deal with your thoughts. That's why
that's
I do
the
show,
worst.
Man.
You're no thoughts if you fall asleep.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, that's why I do it
No, that's the
too.
Worst is I'll fall asleep and the thoughts I have in those few minutes after I wake up are just weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Not like after like sleep, but if I just kind of doze off, if I battle nap it, like if I, and if, especially if it's unintentional, like if I mean to take a nap, typically it's okay. But if I doze and then snap back into it, those first few thoughts I have
the first
are
couple
so
of minutes,
like,
you're still in sort of that REM sleep or whatever, and you're just a little fuzzy.
Yeah, and it's all like it's probably like an acid trip in my head for a few minutes.
But if any one of you though like fallen asleep at work, like
who are you talking to? You've seen me asleep at work.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think I've woken you up actually and had those conversations.
I was asleep pretty much just like I had a cigarette burning in my hand.
In your hand, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
In the vehicle.
Kelsey, has that ever happened to you, falling asleep at work?
Not at work, but there was a time where I was working two jobs, and I was getting up for one, and I fell asleep drinking coffee, and it spilled all over my lap.
Oh, no.
And
were you
and
already in your work clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it half counts, but...
No, yeah, that's
I
close.
Remember that.
That's close.
It was horrible. I was so mad.
And
it didn't even burn her either. It just
no, it did.
Well, yeah, but it didn't like burn the fuck out of you. Like we didn't have to take you to the hospital,
right?
Like it was just like your skin scalded a little bit, but it was more the fact that you had to completely change, and clean.
That will wake you up like nothing else.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's always the time too when you really don't have another. Like it's your last set of the work outfit or whatever. It's always that. It's Sod's Law, as we say, or
just throw in the dryer, smell like coffee. All
Oh, that would be an Owen move. I wouldn't even do that. I would just wear it and say, "Oh, fuck! It spilled on me on the way to work in the car." And
fuck
what
it.
The fuck? What am I gonna do about it?
What am
you
I gonna
fucking
do?
Deal with it. Fuck.
You fucking assholes. Fuck you.
See, I bet Ty's on set sometimes and he just disappears. He finds a little hole.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's pretty cool in our business. We understand when we've been working on many days on end for long hours and shit, and you know that sometimes they're like go
you know it's
gonna
be 20 minutes while you're waiting on this person to get their shit done that you know before I can even start doing my thing.
We always got somebody to cover somebody's ass anyway.
So you can take cat naps
if you need
thing.
A battle nap you
can get
a battle nap.
Yeah.
Not
and
all
everybody,
the time.
Everybody has those times where they need a battle net, where it's just like, dude, I didn't sleep for shit last night. Even if you don't drink or don't party,
yeah.
like you'll still have those moments where it's like, dude, I just got to fucking...
Just let me, late or whatever.
Just like, just half an hour. If we get 20 minutes, half an hour, just fucking come get me. Make sure I get up.
I read an article online, and actually, I was kind of surprised that it was this way around, but there's something... they were saying that coffee... power naps are actually better than just regular naps or coffee. They say that if you drink a cup of coffee and you get and you take a nap right afterwards before the coffee hits you, then you will wake up more alert and with because now the caffeine is in you, but you can still get into a sleep.
No.
And then that's something that
I can't do.
I could
it.
Do it.
Coffee, I feel like coffee doesn't, it doesn't really set me off. I could drink coffee and go to bed.
If I drink coffee in the morning, I get jittery.
It's hilarious. Oh my God, it happens all the time.
It's the other way around for me. It's usually when I drink it in the afternoon.
No, if I drink it in the afternoon or if I have like a frappuccino or like an espresso
you
or whatever.
Drink it in
I do. I will
do you
drink
stick
the,
your little pinky out.
I will drink the
Do you get the foam? Do you get the foam on
I will
there
get the foam.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I get the foam. It's I'm a all, fat kid. I'll get the foam. You fuck off. I get the foam. I get the chocolate. I get the goddamn sprinkles.
It's all
fuck
sugar
you.
And fucking milk.
I don't give a goddamn what it is.
There's not even caffeine in your coffee.
Who cares? No, well, there didn't used to be caffeine in my coffee. That's not even true, is I would always just have them add like a shot of espresso to it because
put a shot of Monster in there. Yeah.
I did eat Red Bull gelato, which was fucking delicious.
Sounds all right.
That actually, I wouldn't, because I'm one of those weird people, like you, I enjoy the taste of an energy drink, especially a Red Bull to me.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy the taste
fact,
of
it. I haven't had a Monster in months.
Yeah.
Like
and you were 5, 6, 7 cans a day.
5, 6, 7 cases a day. 1,000 cans of Monster a day.
Jesus,
like it was
titty
yeah.
fucking Monster
I'm
Christ.
I'm telling you, dude, like, oh my God. All right. I wish Weber could call in, but he won't, even if I told him to. So he texted me today, and he said, so I had to take a drug test today to go and do a couple of days' work with my dad at the nuclear plant. He goes, but it's me, so I passed, but they called me to let me know that I tested a 0.07 for caffeine in my blood. So I'm basically drunk on caffeine.
Whoa.
I was like, God damn, dude, that's impressive.
That is...
Like the way that I drink Monster, Weber drinks just a little bit more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
He's the one that discovered that if you drink 7 cans back to back to back to back to back to back, to back you will vomit green foam.
So you said it was 0.7.
A 0.07.
0.0. Okay, yeah. 0.7 would be a yeah, way too much.
No, that's like my THC.
But that would be in the same sort of like doing ratios with alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Like it would
exactly
blood alcohol, caffeine alcohol level, exactly. Blah blah blah. I mean, that puts it into perspective. He's a 0.07,
and the legal limit for alcohol is like 0.08 in Florida. I think it's 0.06 in Michigan.
It changes, does change from state
it,
to
it
state.
It is different from state
but
to
I've
state.
But I've told everyone this before. If they pull you over and they think you're drunk, and even if you blow a .03, if they want to, they can still arrest you in Florida. It's one of those things.
Yeah. And not
like,
only,
there's not really a legal limit here. Anything above zero is...
It's a zero-tolerance
state.
It's a zero-tolerance state.
But anyway, that puts it into perspective with when I got my DUI, how drunk I was and how drunk I can, like, guess, you know, get... In where mine was, if he was 0.07, I was a 0.249
on your blood alcohol
on straight
content.
Up blood alcohol
yeah.
content.
But, well, you were very close to being
comatose,
being unconscious.
Yeah. They were impressed at the jail that I was able to stand, let alone you
right.
know.
No, I'm impressed by it.
Have
too,
a conversation.
Do you? Like, honestly, do you think that you get that drunk anymore?
No, definitely not that drunk. But
pretty drunk.
I am, but I know that night when I got, you know, popped was not the drunkest I've ever been. So you imagine, like, where have you really pushed it? You know, like, I almost want to get one. Like a home breathalyzer.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be interesting
just as an experiment,
like,
to see
I'm
where you're at
on your daily level. Like without you trying to drink anymore.
Yeah, just to see what it's like. Yeah. keep a running total for every show.
I'm sure there's an app for that of some sort.
Well you'd have to keep track of it, but there's not going to be an app to test what your blood alcohol is.
I bet you they have one, man.
I bet you it's inaccurate as a motherfucker.
You plug in the breathalyzer and just like...
No, that might be right. It comes... You have to hard as test to be a hard.
I bet you anything.
That there's a hardware version of... Well, you got the iPad.
I do.
Yeah, I bet you. Sure, yeah, there is probably one. We can look
that
it up.
That would be awesome.
I've seen these home breathalyzer things. It's cheap. It's like $50 now, and it's not a terrible thing to have at your house if you're having a party and you have that belligerent friend that's
that
like,
we all do.
Dude, no, you're not leaving until you fucking blow in this thing.
And we were talking about that the other night, and we were talking about the fact that friends don't let other
for the most part
unless
they're wasted themselves.
Even if you're wasted yourself and somebody that you like, even when I was drunk, I used to know when somebody else was drunk,
and you wouldn't
and
let
I
them
wouldn't
drive.
Let them. I would be like, bro, no.
The breathometer.
The breathometer. You found one already?
I love it.
Nice. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it's got a video, huh?
Oh, and it plugs right into the phone.
Just like I envisioned it would.
Here, why don't you let me pull it up on my thing, and then I can play it through the whole thing.
Fine.
God, why don't
we... had a cable that I used to use a lot.
I'll get you one next week, all right? How about
didn't
that?
Didn't you get a... You, that was a present to me at some point, a big fucking cable.
I can't fucking find it. I don't know what the hell. I know you're absolutely right.
Because he had to use it for something else.
I did.
Else.
I had to use it for something else. That's exactly what happened. You were deemed more unimportant than the thing that I found. Stop fucking playing it.
You shut up.
What's it called?
The breathometer.
The breathometer. Breathometer.
All right. We'll go with this.
Fucking Dimebag Darrell and Vinnie Paul used to carry around a breathalyzer at their shows, and they would make the crew blow into it. And if they didn't like what it read, they would make them
drink
and
more,
then blow into it.
Oh.
That's actually kind of smart.
Yeah. Except for, it's like, wait a minute, guys. Like I just blew a .07, and I still have to fucking... Like, we aren't even done with... You haven't even gone on stage yet. Like, we got to fucking...
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, we got shit to do. I still got to fucking load off this jack-off band shit. And then I got to fucking uncover your shit. But fuck. And then I got to load out? God damn it.
I might have to have you play it here in a sec, Ty. My internet's being really stupid on my shit computer.
I don't know
here.
If it's any good of a video anyway, but it's awesome that
it'd be interesting
exists.
To hear. while we're on the topic, though, I did pull a video that completely relates... it really does speak for itself, and we might as well just hop right into it. What do you think this guy's goddamn fucking blood alcohol content is? Because
7.
This is impressive. Of course he's Welsh. I want to point that out from the beginning.
you're proud.
A little bit. I want to explain what we're seeing. Dude, kind of hipster looking already, right, Duncan?
He's a little hipstery.
Little country hipstery.
I mean, he kind of looks like it's almost like Lopez with a beard.
You can't see it yet, but he's wearing a Mumford and Son shirt. So
fuck him. Then.
Yeah. So points off for that, but
no, 0 points ever.
No.
For the entirety of whatever, even though I know what he's going to do. Yeah, I saw the title.
He gets points for what he's about to do.
No, he's not. Yeah, you know why? Belushi.
All right. So he's opening a fresh bottle of Jack, as you can hear him taking off the seal. Listen to the Welsh people talk as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is it whiskey?
And he's putting...
So now he put
a straw in it.
I've actually not seen this technique, and it's kind of smart. He puts the straw...
A bendy straw
into
the bottle
of Jack.
And so you can shotgun it.
More or less, yes, because the science
like the
of
idea.
The air being able to flow
it's
correctly,
so you can shotgun.
And you don't get the glug 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 glug
right.
of it pouring. But he basically, you can pour it straight back.
Anyway. And his mustache does curl.
Uh-huh.
He's waxing that shit.
No.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 seconds
to down a fifth. A 500 for our metric friends, that's a 500 milliliter bottle. Mm-hmm. 500 mil bottle.
Exactly. Your standard Jack Daniels bottle that you'll see.
It's a fifth. Like
it's standard, pretty much.
That's what you drink.
Yeah, it's not like, a handle, like, but it's
no, it's not a handle. It's a fifth. Yeah,
it's
you're
a
right.
fifth.
But that is
it's a fifth
quick,
of a gallon.
That's a quick chug. Just watch him here for a second.
Is he puke?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to burn. Dude, but he is going to get...
His ass is going to hurt.
Yeah,
probably.
Wait.
Just story wait. Story is he apparently did it, stayed out till 3 in the morning after the fact, and...
kept drinking?
Yeah, kept drinking all throughout the night. And stayed out till 3 in the morning and woke up the next day and went to work.
Which would be great, except for the fact that it's just like, that's how Keith Moon died.
Oh, this is, yeah. This
like,
is
like,
this
just
is
remember,
inciting.
Kids, we're not advocating this
I am definitely,
behavior.
Not even me. And I love to drink. And I do think it's impressive. I mean,
it's impressive.
Just as like the BAC that I had when I got my DUI was impressive. I don't condone.
That was
condone.
A lot of fucking initials right there.
Yeah, it really was.
BAC, DUI, ONRS.
Fucking hell. But no, that's the Welsh for you. That's the Welsh.
That was insane, though. But, really, I mean, really I guess at the same point, like,
I mean, I could maybe do a half right now. If you had a bottle in front of me, a fifth in
really?
Front of me, I think I could probably do half. After that, it would just be terrible.
Yeah, but you can puke off of drinking water. So, it like, we know that you'll get sick off of
you
it.
You can
like,
puke off of just standing there. You'll just, you're a random puker.
other things intertwine magically to make things happen like that. But, like, you know, alcohol, like, I can still hold my own.
Except when in the parking lot, yeah, in the parking garage sometimes. There.
All right, sometimes. So let's watch this breathalyzer.
Transforms your smartphone into a breathalyzer in seconds.
This is amazing.
Simply blow into the breathometer, and our
cute girls, they're just hanging out at a party. Level.
Shut up, Ty.
Being the world's smallest breathalyzer allows you to carry breathometer with
tailgate.
You no matter where you are. Our activity stat system tracks your BAC over time. And custom back to zero technology suggests how long from your last drink until you're likely sober. Breathometer can even be shared with friends or family.
11 days.
In those moments when making smarter, safer decisions are critical, Breathometer is there and can help empower you or assist another in making the responsible choice while drinking.
You're at a 20, fucker.
0.20. That guy's fucked.
With the push of
this
our colic cab
so
button,
weird.
You can hail a ride to your GPS location.
Oh, this is from my voiceover career. I forgot
safely.
To. You can hang a ride. You can hang a ride from your smart GPS location. We'll direct an Uber right to your drunk ass.
I'm Ryan Seacrest, and this is the breathalyzer.
That was Stunkleman.
Yeah. Now that's interesting. I mean, I kind of support that. It's a little thing you plug into your iPhone, obviously, or other smartphone. And I mean, what would you say? It's about as big as a USB stick type of deal.
Yeah, it's
or,
probably going to be about as big as one of those little square readers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like one
that.
Of those credit card readers.
Like that.
A little bit longer.
It showed it a little bit longer, a little bit thinner. Yeah, like I said.
I'm old and blind and I can't see.
Yeah. that was the breathometer, like I said. And it's, I guess, that's pretty good. $49.
I mean, you
bucks.
Know, I thought I had $1 million idea. And then it was already there. It happens all the time.
Yeah. You know what you need.
I had that million dollar idea. I told you about the $1 million idea that I had that some jackasses are doing.
Wait, which one was this?
This is, okay, like I have those, this is so stupid. So stupid. Like I've got those fucking rig rags that I wipe my shit off with, right?
Yeah.
And it, like after you use them for a while, they get very discolored and they get kind of like brownish tan. Like I made a joke to her and I said, what I should do is I should frame this and I should sell it to one of these dumb fucking kids. And she was like, nobody's going to buy that.
I was like,
you're right. Nobody's going to buy
it's
that.
Gross.
It is pretty gross.
It is pretty gross. And also, like, it's you know, it's resin. It's a residual, like.
Right. By the way, if you don't know what he's talking about by a rig rag, just think of it like something you clean a bong or a glass
piece.
Yeah,
exactly.
Think of it
like
that. Like,
think of it like that. It just, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't need to know. but in any case, no bullshit. A week later, I'm just fucking off on Instagram, and lo and behold, some kid.
Well, we were talking about it, right? Was that at my house?
It was after I had, I had seen it that day.
Yeah.
Like, I had seen it that day. So it was just a couple days ago. And I fucking was like, I really wanted to do this. And some kid has framed his shit and is, like, putting it up there as art, framing his dirty rig rags. And I'm like, God, that's it. Like,
he wasn't selling them, though.
I don't think he was selling them. I think it was his personal thing. But still, the fact that somebody, I was making a smart-ass joke about,
somebody is actually doing what you were considering to be a joke.
Yes.
Is exactly. It's
something
is.
That I thought was just, like, completely jackassy and would never be, like, it's like, that's not art. No matter who you are, you can't think that that's art. Somebody thinks it's art.
God damn.
Yeah. So, million-dollar idea.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, even something as trivial as that, something that I think is completely idiotic.
We should try and come out with an Ono radio show invention of the week. That's what we should try and do. We should try and market a new invention or idea every week. I like it.
I think yeah. Except it'll alternate every like 1 week it'll be beer, the greatest invention in the world, and the next it'll be like bongs, the greatest invention in the world, week after that it'll be beer, the greatest invention in the world.
I like both these things.
I like a lot. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I know both. Us. I know how we think.
We can have other ideas. A lot of my ideas involve sex. And
I was also going.
No, a lot of your ideas involve jerking off. Like, they don't even involve sex.
That's true too.
Involve sex anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, jerking off can be so much more fun at times. It really can. Like, I love a good sex time, but man.
Let me tell you, there's nothing I love more than those 30 seconds of rubbing my wiener while I'm fucking looking at some nasty shit on the computer. Yeah.
But
they go out and spraying my jizz into the toilet.
Korean fart porn.
Every once in a while, you know, you and your lady, you have that day, right? Where it's just, it's go time, right? And you're fucking, yeah. Yeah. Well, I did, man, I shouldn't have done this. I'd been day drinking. I was a little, probably hadn't eaten that much. And we got, you know, it was like third, fourth time round or something like that.
You passed out?
We're doing this. No, we did the stand-up bang.
Oh.
And we did all sorts of the weird, you know, weird bangs. And we're doing the stand-up bang for a while. And you know, we got done. Everything was great. It was rock and roll. And then, oh, and by the way, no, she hasn't been on her shot. Teresa hasn't been on her birth control shot lately.
Yeah.
Just time-wise and what have you, she hasn't got around to getting it done. We always get nervous, like, so I have to use a fucking condom.
Yeah.
You know, if it goes a little too long and blah, blah, blah. So yeah. I was using condoms. I was like, trust me, I'm going a lot longer than I, you know, usually am going. And this thing's taking fucking forever. And about half an hour after we get done, I'm like, I'm finishing my beer, and I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm just, all of a sudden I got just tired, and I went and I laid down on the couch, but I didn't, like, I just went inside, like, Teresa thought I was getting another beer or whatever, and she would have been sitting on the porch outside, and I go inside, and I just look at the couch, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, and I did, I laid down fucking face first, and she said I slept for like 2 hours and then got up, had like,
you were like, why is it dark outside?
Had like a taco and then was just like, I'm going to fuck this. I'm going to bed. I wore myself out. Or she wore me out. One of the two, you know, I was done. I was wiped.
Yep.
I was absolutely
energy
wiped.
Gone.
Yep.
Energy gone.
Done. She sucked that seed right out of me.
You are no longer Super Saiyan, Owen.
Super Saiyan.
I don't even know if I'm equipped to host this show right now. I think I've never been equipped to host this show, but I still feel a little, oof,
little drained,
a little boozy,
yeah.
You know?
Eh. Fuck it. I do one a day. It's one.
It's one or none.
One and done.
One and done.
One, and then like I can do one, and then it's got to be
little
like
extra
that,
fun.
It's got to be like it. If it's going to be more than one in a day, it's got to be like one in the morning and then one way the fuck a long, long time later. I just don't. You get one. You get one. And you'd be happy with that. But I'm a giver first. So once you get yours, then,
yeah,
then
I've always been in that boat.
Too. Yeah. Then, yeah. Then I don't care as much. Then I'm like, oh, if it takes me 2 seconds to get off, I don't give a shit because you got off. I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. Now, like, that's the point now. We're
both happy. Yeah.
That's we're the point happy. Now. Like, I just want a sandwich.
Yeah. Which I always make you.
See, that's the sign of a good one.
True. True story. Yep. Always sandwiches. I don't even have to ask for sandwiches.
He doesn't
want to
say it.
Oh, thank you.
In his mind, the faster he goes, the quicker the sandwich.
The quicker the sandwich is going to be. He's thinking while he's getting off. He's just like ham.
I'm like sandwich.
Ham.
Sandwich.
Provolone.
Bowl.
Provolone.
Bowl. All.
All the cheeses.
All the no.
Give me all the cheeses.
No, that's you guys.
Oh yeah, we like cheese more.
You guys like. Yeah, I don't give a shit about cheese.
Oh, give me that meat.
What?
Yeah,
I don't give a shit about cheese.
How about you don't say that
in front of us?
I don't give a fuck.
Heresy.
Reserve your cheese.
Heresy.
Say.
I like cheese. I just
you better,
you know. I could
I'll
give
fuck
a shit.
You up.
Yeah, I this is one thing. I mean, I have to stand by with Ty on. I'm
you
a firm
want.
Believer
I don't
in
give
good
a
cheese.
Shit.
Man, I'll eat Kraft singles. I don't give
I'll
a
eat
shit.
Them.
I like Kraft singles.
I want all the cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I like it
just all of it.
Yeah, but
string
Wisconsin.
Cheese.
Dude, string cheese is my jam.
I do like some string cheese, man.
Cheese curds, which you can't really find down here.
Ooh, nope. I want that.
The ones we had in Denver were amazing.
Yeah, we did get some fried cheese
curds.
Did
they squeak a little bit? Just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you chew them?
A little bit.
Yep.
Oh, that's the good stuff, right?
If they don't squeak, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they squoak.
By the way, we do have a new listener, repeat listener, our good friend Trish. In the chat room tonight. She just said that she has some ideas, but I'm wise enough not to share them because she wants to get rich. I understand the logic, but what you don't understand, Trish,
somebody's already done it.
either that.
Simpsons did it.
Or by doing this show and us talking about it, instant copyright.
Yeah.
I don't even have to mail that shit.
Right.
Instant copyright.
Just so you know.
Done deal.
Yeah. It's a proof of life. Proof of concept.
Whatever it is.
So just spill the beans.
Yeah, so you can just go ahead and do it.
As long
as
you say copyright 2014 behind it, you're good.
As long as, which we should start saying at the end of
every
show.
Copyright 2014.
Copyright 2014. Oh, no media.
But seriously, you should just go ahead and tell us, as long as you realize that we're going to put the Oh No Radio Show logo on it and we get 15%.
Yeah, Trish. I mean,
that's fair. There's three of us, 5% for each of us.
Yeah.
You get the other 85%.
Totally cool.
Come on. And we'll make you a lifetime member of our super awesome VIP club that
Scumbag
we don't even have
club.
Yet.
Yeah.
Right. There'll be a balcony seat for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh.
We
love balcony seats.
Wouldn't it be cool to have a podcast
that had
balcony seats
you old
as well?
Fucker.
Don't kill Ty.
what honestly Ty is referring to is the fact that whenever Duncan goes to a rock and roll show, this big tattooed badass over here.
Doesn't even have to be a rock and roll show. It could be any show.
Any show at all. Duncan does not like to be in the presence of the plebes or down on
the
floor.
Plebes. No, fuck that.
Duncan likes his rightful spot on the veranda.
The veranda. Up above all of the plebeians.
Yes.
All of you trashy human general admission folks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Dude, even when I get free tickets to concerts, I will be like, do you guys have a balcony? I know I have this laminate that lets me go wherever I want, but if I can't go up there with this, do I have to pay extra to go up there? Because I will totally pay extra
to
go up there.
I would totally pay extra just to not be with these people.
And we do. Whether concert tickets are $30 or $50 for the VIP balcony. Oh, well, let's definitely get the $50.
It does
VIP.
Smell better up there. It usually does.
Oh, man.
You don't have grease balls.
I'm 6'2". I don't usually get armpits in my nostrils, but she's short. Like,
yeah,
she has to get, like, you're just fucking getting mashed.
Is that how you think about it? Do you just think about the armpits?
All these big, hairy armpits in your face.
She remembers Guar and me punching people while dragging her out of the pit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more worried about elbows and
the glass is getting broken.
Yeah, I really have to worry about that. And
well, there have been times like back in my me and Teresa's punk days, more, you know, we'd go to shows and I would definitely, like, oh, the big dude I am, you know, have to protect Teresa. And that was always fun. Like, Because she's fucking fearless too. So she's right at the edge of the
Which is fucking great, but stop it.
Yeah, stop, come on.
Just stop it.
You're going to get us killed.
Just fucking, if you can get to the barricade, get to the barricade.
And that's like, what we did.
Because then I have something that I can grab a hold of and I can fucking
It's tough to get up there. It's a battle.
But she was always the fucking ninja, that shit, because she is so small. And
you just work right through. Okay, here's the thing. Is like going to shows with her, awesome, because we just get the balcony and we go do our thing.
Because we're 65, I mean. You know.
That's true. We also eat dinner at 4:30 in the afternoon, exactly. And we go to bed by 7.
You were at Goodwill today. Let me remind you that you do
we
go.
We had so much fun.
We did.
Goodwill's the shit.
Goodwill is the shit. I almost bought some Andy Warhol fucking like cocktail glasses.
Why not?
I don't drink cocktails.
Yeah.
True, they were
$1 a piece. Then it's right down the road from your house. Go get them. There's a set of
four. Go get them. They're right there.
Set of four. The fucking $4. Campbell's cans.
Aisle three.
Shop smart.
I feel like you were going to say something else about shows. It was awesome going to shows with Kelsey, but
I fucking... Some of my girlfriends in the past going to shows with them has been so miserable. I'm like,
they definitely had rough times.
Yeah. It's one of those times I'm like, I just want to go to a show by myself. I don't want to have to worry.
You guys know I'm a tall bastard. Mm-hmm. I get a good seat.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where I am. You can see everything.
Happy. No, you're okay.
I'll maneuver, but I'm not.
But you don't have to be right up front.
Yeah,
because no one else can see.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
Really, guy? Really?
Really? You're gonna stand there?
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah.
Gah.
Well, and then that's the thing with me is like I'm just tall enough to see over most people.
Yeah,
like I don't typically have a whole lot of problem with you know having to be like, oh goddamn, I can't see through this guy's head.
And I'm average height, so I'm like I catch little.
I'd be that guy right in front of me.
Yeah, you would be that. Yeah, but then I'd be like, hey, tall man, fucking come stand next to me so that we can fucking smoke this.
Oh, word?
Stereotypically, though, like if it's like when we're at like a comedy show or something like that, I'd say me and Teresa, you know, she is so tiny. I mean, she's shorter than Kelsey.
Yeah.
She's so short. I mean, I think she's 5'1", 5'2", maybe.
Right.
Little. When we go to shows, it indefinitely... always happens that right in front of Teresa, not even me, is the guy that is my height or taller, and then, you know, right in front of her every single time, the big dude, and it's just like, oh god damn it.
Yeah,
now we've got to play this game. Like, I know what's gonna happen. She's gonna get the really good seat of the person that in front of me, and then I'm just gonna be fucking doing this all night, just back in like the V of your head, you know, like you go to one side when the guy goes to get his coke on the floor or something, you know, and then you have to go to the other side when he's leaning. They always fucking move. Just stay in one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, like if I'm in a seating position and I'm, you know, in front of people and I know for a fact that it's like, oh God, there's a short girl behind me. Like I'll try and like slouch a little bit.
You can slouch down a little bit.
Yeah, like I'll fucking slouch and I'll try and make myself not quite, like I make a better door than a window. I'm aware of that. You can't do that. Like you could fold yourself in half and you're still going to be 4'8", you know, 8 feet tall. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind if people are big. I think it's just when they're unaware that other people, you know, it's are like, kind of losing out because of your size.
If you're 6'8" and 360 pounds, like if you are built like a small mountain, bro.
Stand in the back of the room.
Stand somewhere the fuck else. Like,
you goddamn ogre.
You goddamn, you fucking sweaty mongoloid.
Yeah, we don't even really need you here.
I can still see over that
fucker. Well, yeah, you can.
How tall are you now?
I'm 6'9".
6'9".
He's 6'11", and he's 6'12", actually.
The sexy,
still growing.
Sexy
6'12". Sexy 6'12". It's Ty the 6'12", instead of Royce the 5'9".
It'd be weird to get, like, a... growing streak at 30.
It would be a little weird.
Turn 30.
Well, you said that like he was
inches.
Still growing. You're like, how are you now?
Yeah, like he's grown in the time that we've known him.
I don't think I don't think you've really grown that much. No, I see what you're saying, but I was saying, you know, how tall are you now? Like, I don't fucking. Moving on with things.
We've
moving
been to some rad tallness. Shows, though, right? I mean, I know you've probably been in some fucking murderous pits.
Oh my god.
I've even been in some fucking crazy ones, dude. In places I should not have been.
Well, okay. Yeah. I've been in shows where we accidentally started a riot. Like, we didn't mean to. but Nazis versus anti-racist skinheads.
Oh, why the fucking Nazis always got to come?
Well, they did, and then we just happened to throw
boots. Fuck off!
Throw one of our friends into one of their friends, and then
you kick him in the chest, and then the elbows fly.
Oh, dude! And then as soon as shit started happening, we're like, "And that's our cue,
fighter shit."
Well, we're on the topic of race relations. I have to bring this up.
Okay.
And it's the fact that, remember how we brought up...
it's the fact that Owen is a colossal racist.
No. This is great, Duncan. Was it last Ono radio show or our last Something Dreadful that we were talking about the term colored and how British people use it?
It was Ono, right?
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
We briefly...
Well, Mark, I believe, is trying to do a little, damage control
for the Brits.
For the Brits over there. And
Mark is their fucking public relations spokesman.
Well, here's this out. He did his show Waxing Lyrical today.
Okay.
Had a black man on it and asked the, and I believe he asked him the question.
Excuse me, sir. Do you prefer the term?
No, it's more, do you prefer the term black or colored?
Or colored. Or African Britishman.
Yeah. Do you prefer
or
black
or colored?
Black?
Black. As I am South African.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to it yet, but I do look forward to,
Excuse me, sir. Do you prefer African American, black, or Tar Baby?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tar Baby.
Or Little Black Sambo.
Oh, Little Black. Oh, my God. Little Black Sambo. Oh, my God.
What?
Little Black Sambo. Oh, Jesus. The fucking sad reality is I had that book.
Yep. We had it. That was one that was passed down.
Yeah.
That was read to us by our grandparents. Like, I'm not even kidding. Don't you fucking dare.
Stop it.
You do that while you're talking.
Yeah,
you're
disrespectful
piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just being careful.
No, you mother...
Just a little careful.
I got mute buttons. I'm not afraid to use them. I told you I was getting more mean on this show, Duncan. That's what I meant,
that's
motherfucker.
That's okay. Jesus,
yeah.
That I'll accept.
Yeah. Not to bring everyone down, but we did lose someone just today, and
I
I'm actually gonna be a douchebag about this one because I think she was pretty fucking cool, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you've obviously heard by now, Joan Rivers is gone. You know, not gonna pull the shit like we talked about before, as far as we've all lost Joan Rivers, you know.
But it sucks. Like
it sucks.
Even though she was completely made of plastic and insane for the last 10 years,
she was always funny.
She was always funny.
Always funny.
And do you remember she used to have? She used to have a show, and fucking there,
the talk show.
Yeah.
She had a very short-lived talk show.
A very short-lived talk show, and Gwar was actually on it.
Oh, I believe. Yes, I have seen that. Yeah, I've seen that clip.
Gwar on Joan Rivers,
and she responded to them brilliantly and seemed to really enjoy it and get the shtick.
Yeah, she got it. She's a very smart, smart lady.
Ahead of her time comedically, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And if you see some of those really old clips, I guess, you know, 60s even, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's as this, you know, really strong female doing this kind of at the time racy material. Women were not really doing that. Women weren't really even.
No.
They were not even really encouraged at all. Or, you know, and I'll say that, you know, even now the game of comedy is harder for a woman than it is a man.
Right.
Mainly because they're just not as funny for the most part. Controversial statement, but.
Controversial statement, yes, but you can't deny the fact that there are more successful male comedians than there are female comedians,
and that
can't be because, like, it
can be.
What do you think I was going to say? I was going to say it can't all be because they're not, it can't be because there's, like, a big conspiracy against female comedians. Granted, I know that it's a boys' club and that
there's a
fair amount of
every
sexism.
Every job in this nation is subject to, at a certain degree, you know, men getting paid more and all that stuff. I can see that a certain percentage, but it's so, like, the gap is so huge that is, I think, what you know you were getting at. Is, I mean, is there's the math doesn't add up. Women just aren't as funny.
Well, name successful female stand-up comedians, especially in this day and age. Like, you've got,
your Lampinelli, you've got Sarah Silverman.
She counts.
You've got Whitney.
Whitney Cummings.
Whitney Cummings. You've got, what's the one that does that voice? She does a really high.
Does the voice.
That's her whole act.
Her, Maria Bamford.
Thank you. Yeah.
She sucks, though. Horrible. That's the thing.
She has some decent material, but the voice is annoying.
It's like, okay, I thought that it was... That it was clever. Kind
of, yeah, she does that. Well, she has two voices. That's right.
She does the really high voice.
And then the like the Valley Girl type thing.
Oh. But
okay, another one. The chick that's on Archer, the black chick. She's pretty good. She's
not,
pretty good. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Is it Alicia Fox?
No, it's Alicia.
Alicia Moore? Taylor. Tyler.
I think that that's
Tyler.
Close.
Aisha
Tyler.
Aisha Tyler.
Yep. Had to black it up a little bit.
Had to black it up a little bit. Yeah. Aisha Tyler. She's actually.
No, I like her.
I like her too. Phyllis Diller.
Diller. Yeah. That's what I was trying to.
But then out. You know, you throw
Kathleen Madigan.
I don't know Kathleen Madigan.
She does a lot. She tours a lot with Louis C.K. She's his opener.
Maybe I know if I saw her, but I don't know her.
She's redhead, always wears a leather jacket, Irish.
Oh, going that far, you can even throw in the Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Not Kathy.
Oh, that's the Today Show bitch, or was like one of those.
That was live with Regis and Kathy that Lee. Little, in the fucking
no,
she 80s. Was
no, not her. That not that her cunt. At all.
No.
And then Chelsea Lately, Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler, Margaret Cho. Can't forget.
Never
Margaret
liked
Cho.
Margaret Cho.
I like Margaret Cho.
I like maybe I don't know. It's that same thing that her whole act was. Making fun of her mom's Korean, like her Korean mom, like that was
a little bit
the whole fucking act.
Yeah, until like the more recent humor that she started doing, like it's like obviously like that became her trademark. You know what I mean? Like that's her. You might be a redneck if that's her. Here's your sign. You know what I mean? That's her like thing now is making fun of her mom.
Yeah,
but she has done some brilliant stuff, and she's also like a very. She's also very good for the gay and lesbian community because she's such a, you know.
Speaking of which, in that regard, we forgot a big one. Wanda Sykes.
Oh, yeah.
Wanda Sykes is
Wanda
fucking
Sykes,
awesome.
Yeah. She is great.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Pootie Tang? Hell yeah, dude.
I always go Pootie. Right
it's away. So funny. Guess who that movie's directed by?
Louis C.K.
Yep. Like, that's just, it's mind-blowing when you see it. And you see it in such a different light. Like, It took me almost like seeing it a second time and sort of like realize like, oh shit.
They just showed
This movie's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
This movie is like goddamn genius.
I watched Pootie Tang before I had any idea who Louis C.K. was as a comedian.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I saw Pootie Tang the second time around after I had become familiar with the very first Louis C.K. show on HBO.
Well, the second time, Shameless or the One Night Stand
Lucky
he did.
Louis. He's talking about Lucky.
I'm talking about Lucky Louie. The show. Yeah.
I was familiar with him as a comic before.
I wasn't familiar until then.
It was. I don't even remember.
I've seen a lot of his older stuff, but
yeah. I mean, I didn't get turned on to Louie until after I moved down here.
He looks weird when you see the old clips with him with hair now.
Yeah.
Like it just looks weird.
Yep. He's not as funny either. Like he's a total different.
He's always had it though. If you listen to like many people talk, like Louie's one of those guys that has just always had it.
But she is like I think that she's right in those the earlier stand-ups aren't as funny. He's, like
I think he'd figured himself out quite yet.
I still think that the best one is the last one he did before he got divorced.
Yeah.
God, they all blend together so much with me now.
It's the one that's on Netflix. It's Chewed Up. Like that's
I've definitely seen it.
I know we've all seen it, but I think that's still the one that'll make me
cuz he was happy at that point.
I think he was miserable, and that's why it was so good. Like, I think because his marriage was on the rocks, because it was right after that, and then he
got divorced.
So I think that the reason it was so funny is because he was putting so much of his own pain out through the through the comedy. Because that was a very, like, personal one. He's, you know, he talks a lot about his kids and shit like that. So, you know, I
hear you.
I think Louis is great.
Do we know if his wife is actually black?
I don't.
Not that it matters, but it was so funny that, like, on the show he made that conscious decision to hire, like,
That threw me off.
And it's supposed to be the mother of his kids, of course, and his kids are as white as white can be, and he chose to kind of stick with, you know, I don't know if he just liked the actress or whatever it was, but or if that's more true to form. With his, I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea, but it is kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah, because his daughters are super white.
Yeah, his daughters in that show were super, super white. But moving on, we talked about the Joan Rivers thing, but one of the, I guess, the deals that's coming out now, I read it right before the show, is she was apparently had already kind of jokingly planned her funeral. And had, you know, asked for all these, like, ridiculous, stupid things. Like, she wanted, I think it was, what actress? It was some actress she wanted just to basically cry at her funeral for 5 minutes, you know, basically just bawl, not say a word. Then she wanted a toe tag made by a famous jeweler. And she wanted her hair to be blowing in the casket so it looked like, you know, she was so much more glamorous even in death. But it's all funny, you know? It's her taking the piss out of the whole thing.
She knew that she was getting old.
Right.
I wonder if she has a second will. Like, I wonder if there's the funny one, and then I wonder if there's the, you know.
Oh, I imagine.
And, man, I know there's got to be some morbid-ass website where you can look up
celebrity wills.
Yeah.
That's a genius idea. That's our fucking, if there does.
Copyright 2014, Oh No Media.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Duncan. Covering our legal basis. You're our legal administrator.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top.
But that would be a good site.
That would be great. Well, I mean, look, the smokinggun.com started as backstage writers.
That's
how it started. It started as backstage writers and mugshots.
Yep.
And it started as a way to show you just how fucking crazy celebrities are. For those of you that don't know what a backstage writer is, it's the contract that a promoter, signs with an artist saying that they will provide this. This is what you will provide in order to have this artist play at your venue or play your whatever.
Yeah.
So most of them, it's like, you know, stage of this, you know, X amount of lights, audio, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of technical jargon in there. But then you get into the dressing room writers. And that's where it gets interesting, because it's like the infamous Van Halen in the 80s had the no brown M&Ms.
Yep. I thought it was Ozzy, actually. It doesn't matter who it was.
It was actually Van Halen, but...
And it was to... Basically,
it was
test.
To make sure that people were reading the fucking writer.
Exactly.
But yeah, but it'll have all sorts of shit on there. Like, I have worked gigs where it's, you know, where bands have, like, I need 2 packs of Zig-Zag whites, 2 packs of Zig-Zag oranges, like, fucking 4 cases of Budweiser,
yeah,
you know, 18...
couple bottles of champagne.
18 bottles of water, 6 on ice, 6 at room temperature, fucking, like, all sorts of, you know, lemon-lime Gatorade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Foo Fighters had a crazy writer. I remember when I shot that at
that
festival thing,
right,
but their writer was like, there was lots of lobster and seafood involved and all sorts of different, like, but it was also a coloring book, I think, like, the whole thing, the writer itself was a coloring book.
That's
kind of funny.
Yeah,
but it had instructions.
Our good friend Bender is chiming in right now saying that I think he's talking about an app that takes over your phone that basically Bane can just interrupt at any time of the day, and he can just come in and
that's what he wants to invent.
That's his million dollar
idea. That's his $1 million. It can't be muted, can't be turned off. Just Bane just has to, you know, he keeps
Bane here.
Bender?
Bane.
Fuck
Bane.
That's Bane in a cave.
Bane in a cave.
That's Bane.
The
in
Bane
a
cave.
Yeah, it's in the Bane cave.
That was after he fucked up Batman.
In the sewers, you know. Yeah, that would be
a terrible idea.
I know. Thank you, Bender, though, for chiming in with that.
As long as it's only available on Mark's cell
phone. So what's your death rider for your funeral then? Your
death rider.
Yeah, what's your Joan Rivers or crazy funeral? What do we
look? I already know. I've already thought this through, and here's what you assholes are doing. Okay. I'm going to be cremated, preferably burned on a pyre.
Oh, good point.
So I'm going to be cremated. So wait, what we're going to do
said.
Is
well said.
Jolly good, sir. Jolly good. So what we're going to do is we're going to take half of my ashes and we're going to use them in a bed for marijuana plants. And then we're going to use, then unfortunately for you guys, is you're smoking the rest of me.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'll smoke you, buddy.
Yeah, no, well,
it's going to be like
how high?
Yeah, like
exactly. Because
yeah.
Then you smoke me and then I come back and then we can chill. But, and I can give you the answers to the test.
But okay, what are we playing? What's the song that is just going through as you're going into the fire, as you're being cremated, that your ashes, you know? What is the...
It's the final countdown.
No, that's mine. That was it. No. You know what's playing is my fucking casket's going...
You're going to have the Benny Hill theme song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Damn it, I'm pissed you took that.
Because all I can picture is like you and me driving around.
And now you know I've got to play it.
I know.
You have to.
Like,
you should play
this
it.
This is, yeah.
You were like in mid-turn when you first.
I know. Right?
I started doing it and you were like, I know where it's going. Oh, really?
God damn it,
fuck
Best
you,
Buy.
Best Buy.
This is actually a part of a rant that I've had for a couple weeks now. And the fact that a lot of these goddamn advertisements for popular videos online are longer than the goddamn clip that you're goddamn trying to watch, motherfuckers. Duncan's just being loaded into this car as it slowly approaches the line. Fire's blasting in the furnace.
And I'm dancing just while it's happening.
Ty's dancing and crying and smoking at the same time.
I'm just drunk. I'm just falling off.
You are
going to
be so hammered.
I'm going to be throwing beer cans at your corpse.
Because cigarettes.
I'm just doing it.
Light 'em up, faggot!
You died in a fucking croquet tournament. I don't know what you're doing.
In a croquet tournament. Yeah. I probably would because I'd be talking shit and then I'd get hit in the face with a croquet mallet. When I'm like 85 at the old folks' home.
Yeah, that's
goddamn kids, get off my lawn. Which is like in 3 years.
And you're going to be. Panthers.
Yep. Yep, playing Steel Panther. My fondest memory of you, Duncan, was when we were sipping Long Island. I was sipping the Long Island iced tea, and we were playing croquet. And, yeah, you fell over and you fucking
and you died.
And your alien in your chest just finally popped fucking
my
out.
My quado popped
your
out.
Your quado popped out, and
quado's well behaved today.
What about you, Ty? What did you have? Do you have a song you want played at your funeral, or like something cool to happen at your funeral?
Well, I always kind of wanted to do the all natural thing, like somebody bury me under a tree kind of deal.
Oh, plant so
a tree,
so a tree grows out of you, so
all
you,
natural,
so yeah. You can become tree lizard.
I don't
want
to be
lizard.
Preserved and shit.
Lizard
like
tree.
I don't want to go through the preservation process. I just want them to.
You just want
to
put you in a
put me in a canvas bag of some sort,
and throw you in a hole in the ground,
drop me in that hole.
I'll do it for
let
you, buddy.
That tree grow, man.
I'll do it. Me and Duncan will do that
That's
for you,
very
buddy.
Very appropriate.
A little bit of weed could be over there.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's cool, but
I just honestly. Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just thinking about,
And I haven't decided what kind of tree, though. I kind of think it needs to be an epic tree.
Well, we would have to fucking Reaper. Get you to probably, you'd want to be buried on your Canadian island or something. You'd want to be, nah.
That's
where
all
do you
the
wanna,
way in Canada.
Where do you want to be buried?
He's going to be stinking by the time we get him to
I
Canada.
I will get him there.
That's part of the thing is finding, like, because there's not so many of the places you can actually do this shit.
Yeah.
But there are places.
There are places. Not very many.
Are there really?
Yeah.
There's actually things for this?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Land set aside that you can do this shit. Yeah. Yeah. I've looked into it a couple times.
Well, I guess if it was like a family-owned piece of land, and
as far as the funeral actually goes, like I'd love to do the living funeral. Like everybody jams out and parties hard while I'm still alive, and then don't really worry about it afterwards.
Right.
Afterwards, you know, plant my tree and shit, but that's about it.
Plant my tree, but don't worry.
Yeah. Man, no, I just think, like, definitely... Definitely I party.
We're going to smoke definitely, one of those gold-wrapped, like, 2-foot, 3-foot long joints.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what we're going to do.
I'm doing everything. I'm heroining it up. I'm going to fucking have 2 needles going on.
2 needles.
I'm going to have crack double and heroin simultaneously pouring through my veins.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get...
Have
no, 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 hold on. Here's
hooker
what
blowing me.
An AIDS-y hooker blowing
you. Very AIDS-y.
Yeah.
An AIDS-y hooker. Or blowing you. No, totally. So we're gonna do we'll get a needle full of heroin. We'll get a needle full of crank.
Uh-huh.
We'll get a needle full of ketamine. We'll get a needle full of fucking
just do it all.
We'll get a needle full of everything that we can melt down and inject into you.
This is only if I'm like terminal and I'm like going
no,
out.
No.
This is what you want. Okay.
This is your 30th birthday.
Oh my god.
This is, we're planning this for next week.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
We're doing a party it up.
Jesus
bro.
Christ, man. Great. No, in all honesty, all of that aside, the only thing I don't want is for people to have to worry about like the monetary fact of like, I don't know. Throw me in a fucking dumpster for all I care. I don't mind.
Look, I don't know normally. If you realize that there are regulations involved. Just... You can't just throw somebody in a dumpster. Because then whoever throws you... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Even if it's his wish, if I throw him in the dumpster, they're going to fucking put me in jail.
Okay, then. They'll throw me off a bridge and I'll roll downstream.
Still, another thing that they're going to do.
I'll go out to sea. Whatever.
God damn it. You are
not
Bin Laden.
I don't need this.
I know you don't need it, but I'm saying that the man, the fucking man, has made it so that we have to do something with you that follows their goddamn
channels.
Well,
I don't agree with their rules.
Look, bro.
If I want to go down.
Then you need to die off the grid, motherfucker.
I will.
No, you won't.
I will.
You can't die off the grid because you can't get Budweiser off the grid.
Fuck you. I'll make my own.
It won't taste like Budweiser.
It's time for a break because I need a smoke. Because
you're just mad.
The show's going, honestly, it's going too well. So I got to derail it and make sure we have a shitty second segment.
Couldn't do what we do on the fucking on Something Dreadful and just power it through and have one segment of a show.
No. Ono Radio Show has a little nice break, and then we come
has
back.
Has to get derailed.
And then we come back with a refreshed mind, my friend.
That's never, ever how it works.
Is.
That's how it works.
Man. No, it's not.
Thank you, Ty.
That's how it works.
All right. We're going to give you some groovy jams.
Benny Haha.
Woohoo! Thank you guys for listening. We hope one of you will call in the next segment.
You won't.
If not...
I don't hope you call in. I hope none of you fuckers call in.
I've got...
I hate it when you assholes call in. Don't ever call into this goddamn show.
Don't listen to him. He's just...
Listen to me. Don't ever call into this show.
He's just a bitter old man.
Yeah, fuck yeah. They're not going to do it anyway, so don't call.
It's Kelsey. How old is he really? Do you think... Isn't he about 63?
Like, we've 65? Gone over this. 65.
65,
he's
really?
He's 65 and I'm 5. I mean, that's...
Yeah. It's a 60-year age gap.
You goddamn
I'm
sick
still older than you somehow, though.
Yeah.
Somehow.
But that's only... No, you're only older
you're
than
older,
me because...
You're only older because you have fucking diabetes and you fall
and
over if you don't have your insulin, my friend.
And your penis poops.
Yeah. Love y'all. We'll be back in a
Boobs.
Jiffy.
Don't ever say that.
That was
Boobs.
So creepy.
Oh, no, radio show, you bitches.
Boobs.
Welcome down to the Oh No Lounge, ladies and gentlemen, live tonight. A little nipple assassin.
Yeah, Ty the nip assassin.
You got your nips.
With a side of deliciousness. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, girl.
Welcome back to the UNO Radio Show.
My titty hurts.
This is the famous second segment. Well, things get real, yo.
Nipples will be tweaked.
When Owen gets racist, yo.
No, shit gets real. Ty gets a little tickly. Ooh. A little nipply.
He gets a little nip slappy up here.
Yeah, that's the first time it's gone from now. It's lately yeah, it's been more it's just a light tickle and a playful.
It's more like a bap bap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
this,
he's bapping my titty.
This week, he is really going slap titty happy.
Slapped the fuck out of my titty.
It's like, I mean, it's red titty.
Is that a song I don't know about?
You remember Red Belly, yeah? He's a little slap the fucking
what, when
belly.
You're a kid? Yeah. Like, try and make the belly red?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of do remember that. That was a game that kids play.
You didn't ever do such a thing, Duncan?
Nope.
It's kind of like, I remember doing it with the back of the arm, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you'd like do it on the school bus. You'd put your arm out, and like you'd see slap how, oh, yeah, you'd have a friend that would be like, oh, I could slap you, and you would hurt.
And, oh, and they'd and lick they'd their fingers and slap
you as hard as you can.
Two fingers. Slap the two finger slap.
Same type of deal. Same type of deal. That we used to do four finger, yo. We weren't kidding
four
around.
Finger, yo.
We weren't kidding around. Ah, God. Anyway, like
fucking
I said,
retarded ass Polk.
If anybody needs nipple
Polk County,
you know.
This would have actually been Osceola probably. County, which ain't much better. I would
not
agree.
Any better at all.
But if you do want to call, you can do so with the number previously mentioned,
don't
which
call.
Is 3-2-1
Don't
3-3-2
Don't
0-1-8-6 That's the goat version.
Bet you won't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can give us a call. We can
not gonna.
We can dive right into things, guys, because there's a video that I think is gonna provoke a little conversation here.
Are we gonna dive into that video?
We're gonna dive right in.
Balls
because
deep.
Because this is a subject that is true to, I think, all of our hearts and sort of a founding sort of topic on this show, a sort of a reoccurring and...
founding ta-ta-ta-ta?
No.
A founding ta-ta?
What do we ask everyone that comes on this show, Duncan?
Butthole count!
That's right.
I didn't even, like, there was, just for the record, there was no prefacing of that. Like, I just knew.
You just knew what I was talking about.
Like, as soon as you say, what do we ask everybody on this show? Butthole count. That's
straight
the only thing we ask everybody.
Well, this is a video, which apparently, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I watched a little bit of it.
Right.
This is
so
called Watch Straight Guys Pick Their Buttholes from a Lineup. All right? So these guys had there was a bunch of straight guys. I guess they did a study and they took, you know, and they had volunteers for this. And they were asked, you know, I guess I don't know why one of the qualifications is that they're straight. Basically, I think more that straight guys are less likely to have seen their butthole than a gay man. I mean,
probably.
I think that's a logical assumption.
I think it's that straight guys have seen on average less buttholes.
Let us butthole. Yeah, definitely less buttholes than straight. Than gay men. Yes. So this, like I said, is they have to pick them from a lineup, and I guess they have their buttholes pictures taken.
They have to spread cheek.
I don't know if they have to spread cheek. Maybe we'll find out a little more about it with the video.
They should have to spread cheek.
But yeah, they have to see them in a lineup and guess their butthole. And this is some of their first reactions and talks about it. And I think you'll we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Very.
Yeah.
And you are about to pick your asshole out of a lineup.
That's what I'm told. Yes.
That's what I'm
saying. Asshole.
So, have you actually ever seen your butthole before?
No.
Sitting in a mirror, I used to shave my butt.
Dude, I've seen it, but it's not like...
But I can't think of why I would have looked at it.
Oh, hey, a butthole, and then it's like done, you know?
How confident are you? How confident are you that you're actually going to be able to pick it out of the lineup?
Oh, I'm not very confident at all, actually. I don't think that I'll be able to do it. I don't know.
All right, pause.
I have high hopes.
Can we not... all agree that the guy doing the study sounds pretty gay?
Yeah. Sounds a little gay. Yeah. For sure.
I mean,
like
he
really
wants,
me
he
being
wants
the straight guy showing my asshole, I feel a little less comfortable that you're
loving
looking
salivating
at all
on my fucking brown eye.
This is also the guy who did the video. I don't know if you've ever seen it. We didn't do it on this show, but it was about have a lot of women really seen their vaginas up close.
I've seen their vaginas up close.
And well, some of them are bigger women, and like a lot of them admitted to not really have ever seeing a true, like, every like sort of like good angle of their vagina, just because, you know, you're seeing it from the top. It's a little, I don't know.
Click.
So they just took pictures of their vaginas and showed it to them. That was the whole thing.
Pretty much.
Did they make them pick their vaginas out of a lineup?
They did not do it on that. No, they did not do that
well,
one
see,
on this.
Then that's
on that
just
one.
Biased. That's flawed science.
I agree. It is flawed science. But speaking of which, though, do you think that you could pick your butthole out of
a
lineup?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the only way I think that I could pick my
scars.
Butthole. The scars. Yes, the scars.
Yep.
No.
Your butthole cries.
You have a cleft butthole.
A cleft butthole. If I got a hemorrhoid happening, I think. Or a more likely scenario, if my ass is particularly hairy.
Uh-huh.
Like, because sometimes I am.
Do you trim your butt?
Sometimes I have to, bro. Like sometimes okay. I get a fur on my ass that, like, if I can grab it with my fingers, like, it's got to go.
Question. Are we talking, like, on the cheek? Or are we talking, like
dude,
taint,
I don't,
like,
I mean,
under
I mean, it's definitely, like, it's because
I've done that. I've trimmed down below, and I've had to do a little taint
action. No, it's definitely, like, I've had to do the whole surface and craters of the moon.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit will get... You've seen how ridiculous my chest hair gets.
Okay, true.
Like, I get fucking insanely hairy. So, sometimes, shit is just...
Ty just scratched his beard as if to say... I've got a lot of hair as well. So, do you have a particularly hairy butthole, Ty?
My butthole's a little hairy. I don't really tend to it too often. You know,
once in a while, I mean.
Give it a spa day.
If it was tough to clean when I had to wipe, it'd be weird. I'd make some amendments.
Right.
You know, but yeah, that doesn't happen too often.
No, it's literally like. It's
my butthole has dreads, so I don't know. Oh, I got
ass?
Dreads. I got dread ass.
I
got total dread ass.
That would completely not surprise me at all.
When I wipe, it's like fucking. It's like cleaning. I don't know. Fucking.
You don't even have
shit out of a shag carpet.
You don't even have a good analogy.
No, I don't. It's pretty. It's pretty horrendous down there, though.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I can completely imagine that.
Kelsey, if you. We're in a lineup with other women because heaven for you. I mean, a very obvious guess with the butthole. I think if you compared any woman's butthole, not even just Kelsey's, but any woman's butthole really to ours, I say our buttholes probably look worse than 90% of
my
females' butthole
buttholes. Is amazing.
Yeah, you got a good butthole?
No.
No. No one, no male has a good butthole.
I almost believe that. He's like, maybe.
It's like, maybe he does. Maybe his butthole is magnificent and it fucking cures cancer.
But if you had a lineup. Of you think, you know, like, okay, we'll say five, six other women, and your butthole was in the lineup. Do you think you'd be able to pick your butthole out?
Could you pick your butthole out? I could pick your butthole out.
And we're not talking a picture of the butt. Like, that would be too easy.
No, it's
I
the
think
butthole.
It's got to be
but,
just
I mean,
the
but
butthole,
at that point,
right?
you're going to get butthole and you're going to
get...
You're going to get, unless you're doing a macro shot of butthole, you're going to get vagina in there, too.
You're going to get a bit of it. Yeah, you're going to get...
Could
yeah,
be a macro
yeah.
shot.
I mean, you could do a macro brown eye.
It's all the angle,
my
friend.
It's full. It's a full frame of brown.
You think you could tell your own brown eye?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I could
definitely tell hers.
Let's see how these guys fare with it.
Sir.
That guy.
Because people have they described it to me. I almost got prison moved to Kentucky, and the only thing that saved me was the ugliness of my butthole.
Look at that shirt.
What?
Did you just hear what he said?
I almost got prison raped in Kentucky,
uh-huh.
But the only thing that saved me was the ugliness of my butthole.
What's your strategy for identifying which butt is yours?
Wow.
Process of elimination.
Probably not going to be as dark as a lot of people's, maybe.
Ooh, well, I shaved yesterday, so I'm going to see if I can find some, like, red marks or something, right?
I don't really have a strategy.
It has mom tattooed on its forearm. No, I don't know.
Your butt has a forearm?
Are you ready to pick it out?
Yeah, I don't know what he was meaning by that.
He's so awkward.
Yeah, that guy's...
That guy totally got raped.
That, yeah, he did.
Kind of excited about it.
Oh. But yes, here we go. You're about to see my own butthole. All
right, here we go. Straight guys.
Do we have to see buttholes?
No, you
bring
don't.
Bring on
see
the
butt. Buttholes.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, 1.
Fire away, butthole in the hole. Oh,
they have
God.
Pixelated the buttholes for us.
So you're definitely like getting Andy some Warhol. Cheek. We can tell from the pixelation.
They look really close up, though. Like, they really are.
Yeah. Okay. They're almost macros.
This definitely
macro. All
right. Hang on.
They are, yeah. They're
definitely pixelated, but they're so pixelated. I think you're right, because you do see, I'm just on pause here, you can see a very dark center pixelation and then some outer pixelation. Yep. Definitely seeing that maybe it's more, this seems like the whole butt rather than just the butthole. I think that's where the study is flawed, based upon this pixelation.
Right.
But until I see the full evidence, I can't be so sure.
Right, until you actually...
I kind of wish we got the full thing.
In a way, I am. See the buttholes. I feel like I could have taken it, you know? I feel like I could handle
it. Oh, I feel
this.
Like you definitely could take it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, this definitely mean because that's way too much hair.
But all these... that's definitely not me because it's way too much hair. All right.
Well, at least you know that you have a smooth butthole.
Uh-huh.
Other guys.
You said all these guys were straight. This guy doesn't look straight to me.
This guy's like...
What does that mean?
That means that you can see inside. It's
that
fucking like...
Okay, you say all these guys are straight. This guy doesn't look straight to
penetrated.
Me.
It really looks like it fucking... it really looks like there was some wrong way entry going on in here. There was some fucking going... It was severe tire damage. I don't know what happened, but fucking something got ripped up.
This
doesn't look very straight to
Michael
me.
Phelps or something. He's got no hair.
That's just an ugly butthole.
Ugly butthole.
You have to open your eyes.
I've seen enough.
The one guy said
nothing
it.
Known to me either.
That's a lot of butthole.
That shit looks like f***ing got swallowed up a cat.
I don't shave. This guy manscapes.
So it's either this one or this one.
I'm not that hairy.
I'm not that white, so that is not mine.
Or that hairy.
So that to say that's mine.
That's my thumb. I may not know my butthole, but I do know my thumb.
87% confident that is number 5.
But I think I am 2. 100% confident, that's my butt.
The correct answer is... It is that one on the far right. You were right. Number 5.
Hey!
That's your butt.
To thine own butt be true.
All right, so far we've got one guy wrong. And then two that were right.
So your asshole is that one at the very end.
Oh, sh**.
Okay, 2-2.
Because I shamed it yesterday. I cheated.
Interesting.
Fucking tattoo your elbow, wow. Pussy.
Yeah.
How does it feel to not know what your asshole is?
That's a nice butthole. I got the sexiest one out of all of them, dude.
Yeah.
Done. Okay.
What?
He said he
the
was
fuck?
Excited.
That's a nice ass.
Here we go. That's why I'm probably the only man up there that gets my butthole licked by his woman, too.
Wow. Do I need to go any further? I think this video has spoken for itself.
I think that's... I...
All right. I can't really
before
ask
you even
you.
Ask.
It's weird, but
no.
All right, thank you, Duncan.
On both accounts.
I mean, Owen.
yeah, the host of the show. Yeah,
I mean Duncan.
That guy.
I mean, Owen. I mean, who likes their buttholes?
You were trying to ask Kelsey if she liked to lick buttholes. Just spit it out.
Well, I didn't want
to
say
no,
it.
No, you were trying to ask if she licks my butthole,
mm-hmm.
is what you were trying to ask.
Well,
which is
really
a disturbing image for us, not because of her, but because way because of you.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, you're just picturing me bent over,
Kelsey.
Fucking just pulling the cheeks apart. Hairy as shit, fucking Rasta dreads. The Lion of Judah tattoo, fucking...
Well, she's what? Got the reach around going on. While
well, obviously.
Kelsey,
yeah.
You don't have to listen to these animals. This is...
No. I tell her what she does and does not have to listen to, goddammit. Not you.
That's part of your problem, Kelsey. That's part... Yeah.
How
yeah.
many times have I been on this show? I'm fine.
Oh, I know this.
She also lives with me.
Yeah.
So does she like to lick your butthole or
all
not? I mean, if you're going to say that.
That's my alarm clock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, you seriously don't...
I seriously, if I need to wake up, I'll just pull my pants down and I'll put my ass up in the air.
Does he like to have his butthole
She does not
licked?
Lick my butthole.
There's see? Okay, see? Yeah. All right, I saw the face.
There's a little blush there.
There's a little blush there.
I saw it too.
That's only because she hasn't yet. That doesn't mean that like we won't but she hasn't done it. Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit. I'm a filthy, degenerate pervert.
I know
we all know that.
You love it. You just eat butthole all day.
Ass eater's shirt. I have a shirt that is the international. It's the International Alliance of the ass eaters. Yeah.
All right, good to know. Mom and Dad, this is the sort of company I keep these days.
Yep.
I hope you're very impressed with how my life's gone. I eat ass, bitches.
That is delicious. La, la, la,
la, la, la. Good high five.
Oh my god, tentacle noises. Stop it.
I eat ass and tentacle rays.
God, she really loves it. You're going to have to do this later tonight when you're lying in bed. You will get some tentacles going.
It's you act like this is news to me.
Yeah.
I live with it. It's okay. I'm the one that lives the hentai film every day. You're not the one that has to like you bang three or four times and then you take a nap. Fucking summon a demon cock and tentacles to satiate this girl.
While we're talking about just general horniness and degeneracy,
demon
is that a word?
And such.
Degeneracy.
It is copyright 2014. Yeah. Onomedia.
Onomedia. Thank you. This is a news story that came out this week that I think we would all enjoy. A Minnesota hardware store employee,
I think I know this,
jerked off into his coworker's coffee to get her to notice him. All right.
Oh, I definitely didn't read that story.
Oh my god.
A 34-year-old hardware store employee in Blaine, Minnesota, has been charged with two counts of criminal sexual conduct after he was caught leaving, bodily fluids on his coworker's desk. The unnamed female victim said that she had caught the man, John Lind, by the way, John Lind,
pervert,
standing at her desk with his back to her, but with his hands around his groinal region. When he noticed her standing behind him, Lind apparently had a deer in the headlights look.
Nothing. Nothing.
And when he left, she found fluid on her desk, some of which had dripped onto the floor and had been absorbed into her hair scrunchie.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Hair scrunchie jeez.
Okay. Here's the official, according to CBS Minnesota, here's exactly what happened. On August 28th, Lind agreed to meet with police at New Brighton Public Safety Center. The complaint states, while talking with officers, he admitted to ejaculating on his co-worker's desk and coffee on August 26th, which was his birthday. So that's his
happy birthday to me.
Got a jerk in your coffee.
Yes. and I just
gonna rub it up with your scrunchie.
Exactly. Happy I was thinking that like he had to have used the scrunchie and like wrapped it around his dick. At least that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Is totally put the scrunchie around my dick and try to cut the circulation off.
He then went on to admit that he'd ejaculated in her coffee twice in the last 6 months on her desk four times. Wiping up the mess with the scrunchie.
Wow.
Why would you admit that?
Uh-huh. He told police he was attracted to his coworker.
I just had to jizz in her coffee.
And did this to get her to notice him.
That is, okay, first of all, ladies, speaking as...
I know it's the trick. This guy's on to something. This guy's got new social techniques.
You've seen my jizz around, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen any puddles of undeveloped children.
I put it on your scrunchie.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to
say that if you'd like to get some straight from the source, I'd be willing to give some to you. Well, you know, I don't want to go too fast though. We should probably just get some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I could definitely provide you with some creamer and a stir.
Sorry, I'm almost.
I can stir it and cream it at the
same time. I'll only jizz in it if you want me to.
I will only jizz in it if you don't want me. I'll only drink coffee with you if you let me make it.
You swallow, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I just
Just want to make sure.
You didn't spit out that coffee, did you?
More than twice. Sorry. He also said that he knew it was gross and wrong, the complaint states.
I knew it was gross and wrong. I just couldn't stop it. I just got so fucking turned on by that scrunchie around my dick just jizzing into her coffee, that dirty fucking whore.
Here's the best part. The last little paragraph of this. The worker told police that her coffee had tasted strange on numerous occasions, more than twice in the last several months.
Hey guys,
she initially
is the
thought
coffee weird.
Yeah, she initially she said initially.
Did we switch to a new brand? This doesn't taste like the Starbucks dark roast.
She said she initially thought the taste was spoiled cream.
Yeah, it was.
But when police informed her that Lynn admitted to tampering with coffee, she
vomited
said,
profusely.
She said, "I knew it! The goddamn motherfucker!"
I don't think she said that goddamn
Probably not that more. That one.
I knew it. Did she say, "I knew it"? Is that really part of the...
That is actually part of the police official, like, statements of the whole thing. Yeah. Is that she
I knew
said
it.
That
I
she
didn't
knew
want
it.
You to think that I was a whore and that I knew what semen tasted like.
I knew it!
It kind of tasted like semen. I didn't want to say that it kind of tasted like creamy, jizzy goodness.
I mean, it was coffee. It just had hints of semen
it had
on
hints,
the end
it,
of it.
It had
you know,
like at the tail end, the aftertaste.
It's the resonance in my mouth.
It's
like
one of my favorite flavors.
I just can't
so I
quite
can't.
Place it. I just...
It's kind of pineapple-y.
It's like did I liked it. That was the thing. It's like just, it's like Jesus. I'm so glad that my coffee tastes a little bit like cum. I just hope that it. I don't know what happened. I hope it tastes like this more often.
Goddamn, absolutely repulsive. Can you imagine if you found
okay,
that?
Okay, first
out?
Of all, he couldn't. All right, I've never come in coffee.
No,
I don't think. Nope.
Nah.
I definitely would remember if
it was
I'd
a weirdo at work that his wife got pregnant, and when he was like his wife was pregnant, he was putting breast milk in his coffee every day from his wife. Yeah,
that's creepy.
Yeah, I'll tell you who that is off here.
Straight
from the teat.
but I mean, I've jerked off a lot of places. And
dude, I've jerked off a lot of places, and I will
marked certain amounts of territory.
I was
going to
say, I'm pretty sure that I've left little deposits of my DNA all over a lot of different surfaces.
Hotel room sinks. There was a time.
Oh, my God. Hotel room sinks. Fucking left and right. Uh-huh. Fucking hotel.
And
I will just
for Ty, yeah, like he said, there was a time, once upon a time,
when, yeah,
once upon was, a time, Ty, yeah. when you could jizz,
but now he can collect it and he can chop it up and he can snort it like cocaine.
Mm-hmm. He saves it in little baggies for his he put.
It just absorbs into my clothing.
That's delightful.
Usually what mine does too, but it's a big blot.
Shit.
Ooh.
I got black light.
I got black lights at the house.
You know what this reminds me of for some reason? I don't know why. Whenever I see people in fast food restaurants or any sort of restaurant and they got their pile of French fries and they're just dipping them into mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
It's
horrifying.
I don't know why it reminds me of that, but...
give me your mayonnaise and goodness.
Uh-huh.
I feel a bit nauseous. I don't know if anybody in the airways knows how much I hate mayonnaise.
Oh, but you've seen people do that,
okay,
though, right?
Look,
isn't it the most disgusting thing?
Let me tell you,
this
time I was in Amsterdam and I got some French fries.
Yeah.
And like I was like, I want some mayonnaise on my fries. And it was seriously, it was like a fucking ice cream scoop size glob that they put on.
God.
And it was too much for me. Like, don't get me wrong, it was too much for me.
No.
But still, like, I did eat it.
If you put mayonnaise on your fries, you're a goddamn animal, and
I am.
And I know I want no part of your being.
Good.
I think you probably should be shipped to an island somewhere.
Jesus Christ, it's been so, I'm so glad we don't have to put up with this charade anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Of doing these podcasts together.
You're done. We're done.
What about the mayonnaise ketchup people? Is that weird to anyone?
Yeah.
That grosses
fucking
me
gross.
Out.
Yeah.
Like,
mixing mayonnaise and
anything
ketchup?
Anything with mayo is gross.
I can't do that.
I can do a little bit. I can do mayonnaise on a burger with
I do mayo
ketchup
on a
and
the
mustard,
only,
but
the
I can't
The only time I put
just
mayo...
Put,
No, the only time I put mayo on fries is Chick-fil-A's gay-hating waffle fries for some reason. Like, the bigotry, I just have to, like, I have to make it look like there's semen on the fries.
apparently, to make it so that I don't feel quite so bad about the fact that I'm supporting, you know, gay bashers. But that's it. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I can't do just the, I just see people dipping like chicken nuggets in mayo or just
that,
french
no.
fries in mayo.
Or like drenching their fries in ranch, like drenching, not just
people
dipping,
that
like...
but like drench their pizza in ranch.
Oh my God,
that's a huge thing in down south. People, Teresa loves dipping her like, oh, fucking pizza ranch. I'm like, where did that come from?
I've been doing pizza and ranch since I was in like middle school.
It was a school thing.
That's a white guy thing, isn't it, though?
Like, a little bit.
Yeah. Only white people do that?
It's kind of a Midwest thing, I think, ranch
in
general. But I've never been, like, a big proponent of ranch.
I went through a ranch phase, and then I grew out of it. The same as I used to eat a lot more, like, mayonnaise, and then I kind of... But I still eat mayo.
But I'll
like
put,
mayo.
Like, blue cheese and shit on my pizza.
But I'm talking about, like, people who literally dip or people who, like, spread it like it's a whole other layer of cheese. Like, it's, like, there's a difference.
No.
I've seen people, like, literally just cover it like it's spaghetti sauce and they cover their shit with it.
Like, that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And that I don't
Absolutely.
Get. Like, the only time, and it's the same with french fries. Like, I don't like my ketchup. This is the most banality driven section of the podcast we've ever done, but like I don't like my condiments to be on the fries. You know what
you
I mean?
You want them on the side that
I
you
want
can
it,
dip them in.
I can control the amount of the unless it's chili cheese fries or chili poutine. Fries or poutine. Yeah, that's a totally Ooh. Different story. I know
that's the gravy cheese curd thing, right?
Yeah,
from Canada.
That's the slap
that
your
shit.
Fucking
also,
I've never
fries
had it.
Are
I've never
jam.
Really had it. But.
Canadian fries are generally doused in vinegar.
Yeah.
Well, are they closer to like British chips or are they?
And they're like the steak fries, kind of. Like
yeah,
the,
yeah,
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 like
okay.
the but
a
yeah,
thicker cut.
Yeah.
Ah, that's my jam. Yeah, vinegar,
dude,
salt vinegar.
I love salt and vinegar.
Vinegar all over that.
And poutine.
Sex, drugs, and sausage rolls, man.
Oh, poutine. No, poutine.
Sex, drugs, and sausage rolls.
Those
gravy, fucking cheese curds.
Oh, God damn it.
I think we're on a cheese segment. I think, I don't
those
know.
Those are the only kind of cheese. Like, that's the man, kind of cheese that I'll get excited
it's
about.
It's hard for me to get an erection, but I got like a, it's not a semi, but it's like a quarter.
You have to keep a couple of bags Feels of lunch, good. Lunch meat cheese. Like, lunch
like
cheese,
he's got
like
a, he's got a,
by the bed just to
yeah,
kinda,
like he has a yeah. wedge of fucking cheese, like that antiqued cheese that
he's the,
that he could just sniff, like he has to sniff it to get a hard on. It's like,
Oh, God, that's the stuff.
Well,
you're like
me with Japanese schoolgirl panties.
You've heard about the Philadelphia cheese. We talked about this guy. No, the Philadelphia cheese fucker.
Yeah.
He was going around with, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that is Thai. He was
going
around.
Yeah, but he's not
like,
fucking cream cheese.
Like, flashing people with his dick in cheese.
No, he's going around flashing people a wedge of cheese that his dick is holding up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or that it's like it's on like a spool, like a
dowel
rod.
One of those.
So
yeah.
I like it.
Four times now I think we've brought up Ty's genitals on the show.
Four.
Nice.
It's about average.
I don't bring it up.
It's about average.
You occasionally do.
Yeah.
No, it's not me.
What do you think, Duncan? Time to call it a night, Ty? What do you think? All this cheese fucking?
I could fuck some cheese.
Ty's like, I could surely.
I got a bit of Gouda.
I got a bit of Gouda in there right now.
You got some Gouda cheese.
I got some Gouda, baby.
I'll slap that Gouda.
Yeah, you will. I'll slap that shit, bro.
I'll slap it like I slap Duncan's nipples.
Whoa.
Echo the whole room.
Fuck. Slapped
that
one,
so
made the
loud.
Other one stand at attention. Jesus,
you got me all horny today. I just.
That's why we're about to be fucking some cheese.
Yeah, that's why I gotta play this song to end the show, just because fucking I'm a raging boner.
I thought it was bubble butt.
I'm a walking hard on right now. Ty is about to get his cheese fuck on.
He's gonna dance too hard and puke.
It's happened before.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wanna check out other episodes of this fine program, you can do so at onoradioshow.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/onoradioshow. And you can leave us voicemail messages on our Skype, Ono Radio Show, or our actual telephone number, U.S. telephone number, 321-332-0186. At any time, leave us a message. Make us, help make us famous. Right, right, Duncan?
Yeah.
I mean,
ultimately, that's what, like, we need you guys to...
You need to make us famous.
Look, here's what needs to happen is you guys need to make us famous so that this is our job, because I don't like working.
Nah, I want to basically do this and just, like, ramp it up, man.
Yeah.
Ono Media in your fucking face.
I got a plan.
Yeah, you got a plan, Ty?
Got a plan.
All right. Ty's got a plan.
All right.
In the meantime, what you can do is you can go to onoradioshow.com and you can donate. Little button on the right-hand side if you got one of them credit cards with that PayPal's and all that other garbage. Whatever.
Garbage.
Garbage. That's for Tom.
Debit's good, too.
Yeah.
For Tom? Garbage?
Yeah. Fucking. He's going to have to beg for his job back. Anyway, Kelsey, it was a pleasure having you in the studio.
It was lovely being back.
Thank you very much for showing up.
I wish you were sandwiched between us.
I thought about it. There's no microphone over there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
glad you had a microphone.
Lots of giggling, as usual.
Next time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. For the rest of you, you know what you can do.
Yeah.
You can eat a bag of dicks. Stop it! Eat a bag of dicks!
Eat a bag of dicks!
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 My nipples! Nipples!
Dicks!
The time, like Blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all over the time. Lux X on the features.